Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
Things to watch this weekend.
Yes.
Where if you're Antoine, you sit on the couch.
I do.
With chicken wings.
Yes.
And pizza.
Yes.
And 6 burgers. 9 donuts. And an ice cream cake from Dairy Queen. All for one meal that somehow gives him muscles. But whatever!
You also forgot the oatmeal cream pie.
Yeah,
that's
course.
A little extra.
Oh. Yeah,
just
yeah.
a single though. Not too much. I don't want to overdo it.
Yeah, well, you know, because you've had all those other things.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta watch my figure. You know,
the
what
weekend.
It is.
The weekend is a time for relaxation, time for binging, whether it's shows, movies, or food.
And I would say this: I have no idea what you're about to bring to the table, but I think this is a great weekend to escape. Just
yes.
kind of enjoy
yeah.
some stuff. You can go poke your head back in at the news and get all mad again, whatever it is.
And not then necessary.
Can, right, and then you can roll back into fantasy land, which is where I choose to live. So do tell, what's worth watching this week on the Binge Watch Weekend?
All right, so this weekend, I want to spend some time on Netflix. I have 2 shows and a movie. I'm going to go ahead and do the movie first. It is called Citation.
Okay.
The movie Citation is about a bright student in Nigeria. She takes on her college when she reports that a very popular, very famous professor tries to rape her.
Ooh, okay.
So it's one of those, his word versus my word.
And he's the guy, he's the okay. renowned guy.
Yes,
he's
everybody
the power.
Looked up to him.
Yeah.
He is so popular, so famous.
Okay.
And he was actually a traveling professor, and he came into town. And she said,
a traveling professor.
Yeah,
I picture like those old traveling salesmen back in the day having their
suitcase,
opening up their suitcase of all their elixirs and their weird. Hello, how are you?
Yes. And so it's based on real events, too,
Ooh.
Which is why I wanted to talk about it, because these type of situations can happen. They do happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that this movie, if you just go to K92MorningThing.com and look at the trailer under Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend, you will be sucked in just off of the trailer alone.
Interesting. So while not, I would say super happy time
yeah,
subject
happy.
Matter,
yeah.
if it's well done, it's an interesting movie. That's
what I'm going for.
Yeah.
I'm going for interesting. Not
yeah.
always laughy, jokey, just things that, you know, add some perspective.
Exactly. And it can't always
like that.
Be that. So
yeah.
interesting. Okay, so Citation is what it's called. All right, fair enough.
And I think this next show, I think this is something that Monica's daughter, Ava, could get into. Because if I'm not mistaken, didn't Ava used to play chess?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So on Netflix, we have Queen's Gambit.
Oh, I've heard people have been talking about this. Is like a surprise hit, this Queen's Gambit.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't recognize a single soul in this. Like, at all. I've never seen anybody before.
Antoine, I don't even recognize the chess pieces in this. I don't even know how this works. I have no idea.
But at the Queen's Gambit, it follows a young chess prodigy rise from an orphanage to the world stage. And it's also a female, because, you know, we've heard about Bobby Fischer, whatever that movie was called. Mm-hmm.
Searching
is,
for Bobby Fischer or the
yeah,
next Bobby
Biden
Fischer.
Walking
finding,
behind Bobby
yeah,
Fischer.
Hanging
whatever.
Out with Bobby Fischer. Bobby Fischer owes me a dollar. Yeah, all those. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, genius comes with a cost. So her being this prodigy of chess and her being female adds to the hurdles that she has to get over in order to be the greatest chess player alive.
Interesting. And when you mm-hmm. hear on the surface, it's a movie about a chess playing kid. That sounds horrible. But the fact that I've heard from people I know, real human beings, that say surprisingly fantastic, this Queen's Gambit
and
thing.
The way that they
okay,
do
we'll
it,
check that out.
It's yeah. very Sherlock Holmes is like they show like her Ooh. Thinking a bunch of moves ahead, like when she's laying in the bed, like the chess is on the ceiling and her trying to figure out moves. It
was like that weird guy. Remember that TV show Numbers that was on TV?
Yes, it's
see
exactly
the numbers.
What it was.
Yeah. Yep, it's like
always
him. Uh-huh, or Beautiful Mind. It's all those numbers go floating around.
All right, and so this one I actually came across today when I was looking up Somebody Feed Phil, because I think I want to watch that show because I want to start eating the things that Phil's eating.
I have watched Somebody Feed Phil because I watch a lot of food shows. Phil is just, it's a little too dorky for me, man. He is just, oh, yeah, yeah.
Well,
he is very, but I watch Phil. I found him last night and I started watching him eat croissants, hand out food. He seems like he's a very wide-eyed
yeah.
man.
He takes
like
the most
you, like
wide-eyed
deer.
Bites of anybody I've ever seen on TV. He's like,
yeah.
woo, every
well,
single time.
That did not make it to Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend. What
uh-huh.
did make it was the world's most extraordinary homes.
Oh.
One thing I love to do, like in my downtime, like, you know, when I'm on the toilet, I'll go on Zillow and just look up houses for sale just to see what the inside of houses look like.
Interesting.
I'm like, oh, okay, I drove past that house. I wonder what it looks like on the inside.
So you want to look at like nice houses and stuff?
This isn't nice. These aren't nice. They are the most extraordinary homes.
Okay.
They are homes that some of them have moats
oh, wow.
around them. Some of them have
oh.
roller coasters. These are houses that we could never afford.
It's like MTV Cribs, basically.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd have to put like four of the MTV cribs together to get one of the homes on this show.
No, I was saying, what do you do when you're on Zillow? Do you go look at nice houses and you want to see what they look like? Is that what you do? Because I go on Zillow, I want to look at bad houses.
I want to look at houses just like within the neighborhood, within Roanoke, Salem, Lynchburg, wherever I am. Like, oh, that house is for sale.
What's
the address? And then I'll look it up.
I get curious about things. Like if you've ever driven to Myrtle Beach from this area, you have to drive through a lot of, dumpy towns. There's dumpy towns in North Carolina, South Carolina. And I always think to myself, what is the nicest house in this town? Like, what is the nicest house in Doodooville actually look like?
I would want to do that.
Yeah, I get really curious about that. Because really, no matter where you live, there's always at least one rich person. So you find what their house is. But what is it worth there? And what do you get? So that I get all more. And then I find the crappiest. Like, what's the lowest? Let me find, like, a house that's a dollar.
You have to know the extremes.
Uh-huh. I want to see everything in this town. Okay, run it down.
All right, so to sum it up real quick, they're all on Netflix. We have Citation, Queen's Gambit, and The World's Most Extraordinary Homes.
Okay, let's check those out. Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend. And you can go to K92MorningThang.com if you want to watch the trailers or some of these things, see the information. We have all of that on there.